Morning.
Morning.
What does it mean to be a man? You hear that expression a lot, especially in sports, like on the basketball court or football field. Somebody starts whining or crying. You tell them to suck it up and be a man. I've heard that lots of times. I've told my boys that a few times. Someone might say a real man can dunk a basketball, or a real man plays tackle football. Not touch football. Or a real man drives a pickup truck with 33-inch tires and a 12-inch lift. Or a real man can go out in the woods, chop down some trees with an axe, and build his own house. Or a real man eats what he kills with his bare hands. Sometimes he doesn't even cook it first. And the descriptions could go on and on and on about what some people think or what people think a real man is. I see there are some young men out here today, so I thought I would talk a little bit today about being a real man and see what the scriptures have to say about being a real man. There's an example in 1 Kings, if you want to turn to 1 Kings. There's an example here about a father telling his son to be a man. And this is the example I want to speak about today. It's in 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. It says, now in the days of David drew nigh that he should die. So it's at the end of David's life. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. So David was telling his son Solomon to be strong and be a man. Told him to prove himself to be a man. In other words, to be a man. Solomon, of course, we know, was blessed to have a godly father. David was a man after God's own heart. And he had a father that he could look back on and remember being taught by David, because he talks about that in Proverbs chapter 4. If you want to go to Proverbs chapter 4 now, verses 3 to 9, we're going to read a little bit about Solomon talking about his father David teaching him. Proverbs 4, verses 3 to 9. We're going to skip around to a couple verses here in Proverbs, but I think we're only going to be in Proverbs and Ecclesiastes from now on, because we're going to be talking about Solomon and his wisdom. But if you want to go to Proverbs chapter 4 now, verses 3 and 9. As I said, this is Solomon talking about his father. Verse 3. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender and only a child of my mother, he taught me and said, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it costs all you have to get understanding, esteem her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will be a garland of grace on your head and a present you with a crown of splendor. So Solomon is remembering about when he was a young man, a boy in his father's house, he says. And his father teaching him about getting wisdom and understanding. So boys do need guidance today. I think perhaps today more than any other time, our boys need guidance more than ever on how to be a real man. So where can we go to learn about what it means to prove yourself a man, as David said? Well, I thought a good source would be that of Solomon himself, since that's who he was speaking to. And of course, Solomon had great wisdom. He was the one that was told to prove himself a man. And he was taught by David, and he was inspired by God to write Proverbs and Ecclesiastes with, of course, the wisdom he was blessed with. So the next few minutes, let's take a look at the wisdom in the scriptures that Solomon was inspired to write about what it means to be a real man. You will find it's probably very different than what this world thinks it takes to be a real man. So I made a list here. And this is a short list. There could be many, many more, but I have six, I think, things. The first one is, the first thing to becoming a real man is to fear God. Solomon talks about this in Proverbs 1, verse 7. If you want to go to Proverbs 1, verse 7, there's a couple verses here we're going to cover in Proverbs 1. First of all, we're going to start here in verse 7. A real man fears God. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Fearing God is the beginning of knowledge. If you want knowledge, the beginning is fearing God. It's not books or the internet or school, not even college or your friends or your family. True knowledge and wisdom starts from fearing God. Solomon knew that. He was taught by David and, of course, inspired by God himself to know that. The second thing, a real man will listen to his parents. And we'll drop down to the very next verse, verse 8, Proverbs 1, verse 8. Listen, my son. So it's almost as if he's talking to young men out there today. It says, listen, my son, to your father's instructions. And do not forsake your mother's teaching. They will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. Solomon realized that a real man honors and listens to his father's instructions and his mother's teachings. And not just when he was a little boy, or not just when they're young, but throughout their entire lives, even when you're 40, 50, 60 years old, you still have honor and respect for your parents. He listened to his father's teachings. We already went over that. And he reminds all young men out there today how important it is to listen to their parents' teachings as well. Number three, real men don't give in to peer pressure of others. That's the very next verse. Verse 10. My son, if sinners entice you, do not give in to them. Solomon here now is warning not to give in to the pressures of others, peer pressure, to do something you know to be wrong. I think this sometimes can be one of the hardest things for young men, especially in the church, because when you're in the church, you know right from wrong. And it's very hard sometimes with that peer pressure not to be swayed over. But Solomon is telling us here a real man won't do that. Number four, a real man must be wise in his relationships with women. Now this one's a tough one in this world, especially it seems like. People who we're supposed to look up to and have respect for, like presidents, vice presidents, congressmen, seems like they have real problems with their relationships with women, but a real man knows how to have proper relationships. In Proverbs 5, if you want to go there, Proverbs 5 verses 1 through 8, Solomon has something to say about that as well. He says, my son, again he starts with my son, talking to young men, pay attention to my wisdom, listen well to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge. The lips of an adulteress drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her paths are crooked, but she knows it not. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to a path far from her. Do not go near the door of her house. So he's warning here of a certain type of woman. I'm sure we can all imagine or know of women like this. A real man has the wisdom, or hopefully has the wisdom, to avoid a woman like that. But Solomon also gives some advice or some of his wisdom about finding a good woman. Same chapter, down in verse 18. It says, may your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. So God wants young men to find a good woman. But it takes wisdom and discernment to know the bad from the good. Finding a good woman is certainly a blessing from God. Especially if you can find one in your youth and spend your entire life with them. Number five, a real man will build good character and will work hard to provide for his family. Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 8. It's a proverb that we all know very well. Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider his ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. A real man will work hard to provide for his family. And he doesn't need someone standing over him, telling him each day to do this or to do that, or to work here, or to work there. He knows that it is his responsibility to provide, and a real man works hard to do that. And finally, the last one I have here, like I said, there's probably hundreds, maybe thousands more of these pearls of wisdom you can find here in Proverbs and Ecclesiastes that Solomon wrote, but I came up with six here. The last one I have here is, a real man will seek wisdom and understanding. It's probably perhaps the most important one, maybe after fearing God, the first one that I mentioned. A real man will seek wisdom and understanding. Of course, we know Solomon did that. In Proverbs 2, verses 1 to 9. No, not 1 to 9, 1 to 5. Proverbs 2, 1 to 5. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commandments within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as a hidden treasure. In other words, he's saying again, my son, if If you look for understanding, if you look for wisdom, and you search for it as silver, in other words, if you look diligently and hard and you really want to have wisdom and understanding, then you will understand the fear of God and find the knowledge of God. God will give it to you. He will allow you to find it if you search for it diligently, like it would be a treasure, like silver, or a hidden treasure, as it says. So a real man will seek wisdom and understanding. The acquisition of godly wisdom should be a top priority in a real man's life. So in conclusion here, I just wanted to challenge all the young men out there. There's probably quite a few more young men here in the church than there are young ladies. Maybe it's just because I have three of my own sitting there that I like to talk to as well. I would like to challenge all you young men out there today to prove yourself a real man, just like David told his son Solomon to do. There are probably hundreds of other points, like I said, that you could make about proving yourself a man. But these are just a few that I found. I'll just rehearse them here. A real man learns to fear God. A real man listens and honors his parents, not just when he's young, but his entire life. A real man doesn't give in to peer pressure of others when he knows it's incorrect. A real man will be wise in his relationships with women. A real man will build good character and work hard to provide for his family. And a real man will seek wisdom and understanding from God and seek after it like a treasure. I want to turn to 1 Kings 2 again. We were already there, but I'm just going to read over these verses again. Only this time I'm going to read verse 3 with it. I just read verses 1 and 2 before. 1 Kings 2, verse 1. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. Again, he was about to die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I will go all the way of the earth, but be thou strong, therefore, and show yourself a man. Now before we stopped on verse 2, but now I'm going to read verse 3 because it reinforces what it means and it kind of sums up what we were talking about here so far. Show yourself a man and keep the charges of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies that is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that you do and wherever you should turn yourself. So he's telling them to do these things, to follow God, keep his commandments and his testimonies, so that you may prosper wherever you go or wherever you turn. So I end today by saying what David said to his son Solomon, to all the young men out there. Prove yourself a man.